So, it's time to give a shout-out to the people who make these episodes possible. Let's give a shout-out to Not Your Ordinary Films, bringing some of the best web series that you can see on YouTube. Definitely check out their show, This Can Be Life. And if you're into comic books, you're into superheroes, and kicking ass and taking names kind of thing, definitely check out their show, Not Your Ordinary Black Girls. There's two shows you don't want to miss, for sure. Check them out on YouTube. Definitely look them up on Facebook. And binge watch. That's the best thing you could do all weekend, besides listening to the podcast. So, yeah. Definitely want to give a shout out to the best clothing line out there right now, House of Hooligans, where you can get all your hooligan apparel for the casual look, for your semi-formal look, for your sports athletic look. House of Hooligans got you hooked up all the way. Definitely check them out on Instagram, check them out on Facebook, check them out on Twitter for all the hookups and for special codes when you see them at the pop-up shops. So, with that being said, in this whole art fashion of everything, definitely check out Kia Wood's art and get your house hooked up. So, because your house could be super fresh with cool paintings on the wall and all type of art in your house, because your house probably looks boring as hell right now. So definitely hit up Kia Wood's art and get hooked up so your house will look all raggedy rag. Look her up on Facebook, look her up on Instagram, look her up on Twitter, and all your social media places. Definitely look all these amazing people up and all these great people who make this episode possible. So, with that being said, let's get to the episode.
You know, somebody who's smoking and shit. Like you said,
or I don't, lack thereof.
Yeah, I don't fake see. Ass. I don't see Kanye as the smoking type. You know what I'm saying? And then I feel like if he was the smoking type, he'd be the type to get on your last fucking nerve. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because he's going to go into some whole tailspin bullshit, probably.
Just kill your vibe.
Yeah, killed the whole fucking vibe. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I wouldn't want to smoke with dude. I probably wouldn't want to, because I feel like as soon as you get into that Donald Trump talk, I'm going to be like, nigga, it's over with.
Yeah, because no matter what he say, that man is a fucking idiot, bro.
Yeah.
He is a damn idiot. He is.
You talking about Donald Trump?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. I mean, the thing about Donald Trump, in my opinion, is the fact that, like, he got good qualities and he got bad qualities, but it's like he do so much stupid shit.
What good qualities do you have, Donald Trump?
The only reason I'm going to give Donald Trump some good qualities on certain things, I'm going to give him good qualities on the fact that he, besides President Obama, is one of the presidents. He just say shit. He just say shit like how whatever it is he feeling, he say it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I can dig that, because President Obama did the same thing. President Obama, he wasn't no pushover.
Yeah.
He was like, look, like, I don't give a fuck what y'all saying. I'm going to tell you what it is.
Only thing is, so, Donald Trump be talking about his ass.
That's the downside to him. And the fact that dude is overly narcissistic.
Yeah, it ain't.
He turned everything about him. It don't matter. He's like, oh, you people are dying in Puerto Rico? Well, me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's a down thing to him.
He give himself so, and that's, I think that come from him, that whole rich kid complex. The nigga give himself so much more credit than he actually deserves.
Yeah, and I think another thing too is the fact that, like, one of his worst qualities to me is the fact that Donald Trump plays the, like, I'm for the people because I'm like, I'm one of y'all kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, in reality, bro, it's like, you not one of us, you nigga. You not. Like, you ain't never been in the mud like we been, for real. You went bankrupt and then you got some money the next day type shit. But it's like, in real life, it's like, you not really one of us. I'm talking about all the way down to your common ass, normal ass fucking white people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even them. You know what I mean? You not one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes, so, but I see so many common, normal white people sharing his same ideas and his same thought process.
Well, in that case, two, there are two groups, you know what I'm saying? You have, like, these two groups of white people who are, like, your Donald Trump fan or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And like those two groups of people are basically one, you have this group of white people who are like, you know what? We want to make America a great thing and all this jazz, but we feel like there's been super injustice for white people kind of shit. And so that's the main thing that they're aimed for and everything like that. And then of people that are basically like, they like hard, I guess like the hard working average white person and shit or whatever, but they still kind of like on some like hypocritical kind of level type of shit.
Yeah.
Because they want to do it. They want to make America great again or whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? For their purposes, you know what I'm saying? Not for the American purpose, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, you kind of have to go with them and if them two kind of choices, the lesser of the two evils, I guess.
I refuse to decide between the lesser. Me and
I mean, no, I'm not saying you have to decide, but saying just like, you have to, I guess you have to kind of realize that those two versions exist. It's not just the one version, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And shit like that. And so like, I don't know. That's what makes it super tough with dude. Like, and shit like that. So, do I think that he'll win, like, a fucking second term?
Hell no.
Yeah, I do. I believe it.
You think so?
I believe it. Why do I believe it? It's because...
Well, America's hate is strong as fuck.
Yeah, exactly. One reason I'm going to say the fuck the nigga's going to get a second jump. Reason one, yes, Obama did good on his first term. But everybody knows the nigga had way more fucking work to do than we should have in the bitch. So one, he won that second term simply because people hated dude. They didn't really like, they didn't like him. They didn't want dude to win no second time. But he did. So he won one on hate, two, because they was like, well, let's just see what he can do again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's so much work got to be done. Let's just see if he can handle the shit. And the nigga did the shit. And in the process, President Obama was like, look, I'm not for y'all extra shit. Like, you're not going to bully me into doing some shit. You want to shut this bitch down? Shut it down. I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's what it is. And so, like, Donald Trump, he doing the same, kind of some same shit like that. And so, that's why I say so many people dislike dude and shit that he would win another term, basically.
I hope not, because that's all we need is his cocky ass to think. Not only did I win once, I won twice.
Yeah, not only that, but it's like, even if let's say he did lose, you'd be nervous to see who would be up next.
I ain't gonna lie, I think we should just stop with the presidential relationship for a minute, like for real. Let us just run out. Let's just see what we can do. Let's just see what each state can do separately, like for real.
Like. Talking about go one whole year where each state where we're not the United States.
Yeah,
we're
like
own thing.
Yeah, the own sovereign state for a little minute because this presidential shit is that shit is more like it splits people up more than it's supposed to. To be honest,
it does.
Because the last president we had would have like when you think about it, I ain't never thought about why the hate is so strong with Donald Trump until right now. Because it's like, what else can you have come behind a black president, a slick racist white president?
I mean,
like,
well, I mean, not only that. I mean, well, I don't know. I guess the one thing is that you run into is the issue of is that with the presidents and stuff, they go from like Democrat to Republican, back to Democrat, back to Republican, and all that kind of shit in between. But it's kind of like. This really is the American people's fault to a lot of point. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like you get tired of one political party because you're like, this political party's not doing shit.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. Let's go with the other political party. Give them niggas a chance or some shit. You give them a chance and you're like, they're not really doing like we want to. Go to the other one again. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like... And it's like neither one of them work for each other type of shit. And neither one of them actually ever really get too much of shit done needs to be done.
They don't.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
because first of all, Donald Trump, his focus is he ain't actually trying to get shit done. To be honest, Donald Trump is still living off the high of actually
becoming president.
Right.
He's still living. Oh, God, I told myself when I was 4 years old that I could be president. I'm fucking president.
Yeah.
Like, he's still living off that shit. And Obama, they weren't going to let him get none done because they ain't going to let a black president be the one to actually get make some substantial moves in America. Like, come on now. You think they're going to be able to, you think America's going to be like we finally figured out what's up with the welfare system and a black president help us figure that out. No, they're not going to say that shit. What they're going to do is let America become super fucked up, elect a black president, then blame it all on him.
Right, right.
And then bring another dude like Donald Trump along right after that to say that it was a black dude's fault.
Right.
I hate the fact that people actually believe that shit. Like, y'all know it's not that man's fault. Trump, you know it's not his fault. Why the fuck y'all keep saying that?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, come on now, folks. Like, think of how big the U.S. actually is. It take more than 8 years to fuck it up the way it is.
Right.
Like, it take a lot longer than... It take a lot longer than 8 years to do the amount of damage in America that was actually done.
Right. Like, and let alone that, it's gonna take more than just some simple, simple actions, you know what I'm saying, as to what they feel is fixing the issue, more so than actual real action being taken to fix the problem, you know what I'm saying?
And plus they need to, I think, our next president, the whole next 4 years, stay your ass in America. Stop worrying about foreign policies and like what's going on in fucking Afghanistan and shit. Like, fix America first. That's what we elected you as. I mean, well, that's what they elected you for. I ain't fucking vote. I ain't even gonna let y'all think that I did. Like, bro, I had an argument with this black chick at the gas station like 2 weeks ago. It was somebody walking around doing like voter registration and shit. And she was like, "Are you registered to vote in Memphis?" I was like, "Nah." She was like, "Do you want to vote?" I was like, "Ain't nobody that." I was like, "I ain't even gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna register to vote because I'm not gonna vote." Mm. And then one lady, she was like, "Well, you can't make a difference unless you vote." I was like, "What?" I was like, "I can't make a difference voting for two jackasses."
Right.
And she was like, "Well, you gotta vote for somebody to know. That's where you fuck up at. I don't have to." Well, like, why do you gotta choose between the lesser of two evils? It can't actually be one good person on the side for once. Like, that's what I'm gonna actually stand in line to vote. I'm not gonna vote between two jackasses. I'm just not gonna do that.
Yeah. I mean, cause you gotta. I mean, I guess too, cause you gotta pick who makes you feel comfortable.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. So. Cause if you don't, then it's kind of. You kind of stuck with whoever you chose that you really didn't want to choose.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I understand what folks be saying. Like, if you didn't vote, you ain't got no right to complain. I mean, yeah, and no, because it ain't like a nigga votes ain't gonna get like doctored up or whatever anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And then sometimes when it come to big elections like the fucking presidential election type shit, it's kind of like you already know who they want to win anyway.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like, if I heard rumor on the net is Jeb Bush is preparing to run for president. I'm getting the fuck out of America if we get another Bush in office.
You should have got out of America when Trump got in office. Because that was my plan initially.
Nah, I had a good job when Trump got here, so I'm
we
straight.
We still here. We up in this bitch.
But another Bush is another... Mm-mm. They've been fucking America up since medieval times. You know one of their, you know one, of, no, you know time. one of their relatives were hung in the fucking the witch trials, the what was that witch trial?
The Salem witch trial.
One of their relatives was one of those people that were hung in that
what
shit.
What the hell?
Them folks been fucking this world
that's
up since.
That's kind of cool, but
that's no, it's that's, not.
I mean, a little bit, you know. But it's not.
It's cool that our president was related to a witch.
It's cool that, you know, once upon a time they was there doing it.
What? I mean, I see it like around, like, I mean, I see what she's saying. Like, it's cool that they had, like, they were connected to somebody from that time period.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't have been connected to that side.
Well, I mean, yeah. Because,
like, mm-mm.
If Merlin was real, I guess I would want to be connected to that guy.
Who is that?
The musician.
the sorcerer, whatever, Merlin. You know, the guy was with King Arthur and shit.
Ah, shit. I don't know why. If I ever wanted to be connected with somebody from back in history, it'd probably be like Alexander the Great or somebody like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, if you're talking about like somebody like, I don't know, like a conqueror or some shit. I mean, I guess.
I'm just saying, if I had to pick any, like, that'd be my, like, one of my only people I would choose if I had to choose.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I guess there's a couple of them because on my dad's side or whatever of the family and shit, like Andrew Jackson, the president and shit, is in my family history. So
I can believe it because they did say we had a couple black presidents. Yeah.
Well, and then the fact too is Andrew Jackson was one, he's from Tennessee.
Yeah.
And then two, Andrew Jackson did, they, it was said that he did have some indentured servants. Fucking slaves. But I don't know. But Andrew Jackson was definitely the original 50 Cent. Like when I heard 50 Cent originally came out, I was like, you stole that story from Andrew Jackson. Because Andrew Jackson got shot like 9 times. You know what I'm saying? He got shot in the chest and shit. He had a bullet. He left it there because if he had to take it out, he would have died. And he continued his presidency and some more shit. But the crazy part about it is Andrew Jackson was so G that he was like, look, you got a problem with me? Meet me on the lawn. Meet me on the lawn. And we will take care of this shit 12 steps. And that's what he did.
Oh, that duel
and
shit?
Yeah, he took 12 steps and he blah, 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 blah. Bust them jumps off. Got hit a couple times. He
that's stupid.
But yeah, that's the cool story about Andrew Jackson and shit. But
I never heard that story day in my life.
Yeah. So, and plus, I don't know. I consider him one of the cooler of the presidents we had. You know what I'm saying?
I never really got into, besides JFK and Abraham Lincoln. The one, I mean, really big, you know, the ones that they tell you about in the fucking books.
Well, yeah, because they're the ones who fought for niggas.
Yeah.
We got to know them.
Yeah, and I slick found out later on that Abraham Lincoln was kind of a fuckboy, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, he kind of was, but at the same time, Abraham Lincoln, what was cool about Abraham Lincoln is, like, Abraham Lincoln was one of the people, he just, like, he let motherfuckers know the business. He was like, look, this is what the fuck is up, dude. Like, I'm not finna play these games with y'all. I'm finna tell you what's up. You know what I'm saying? But even though Abraham Lincoln, a lot of people get him misconstrued or whatever the word. But Abraham Lincoln was actually a Republican. He wasn't even a Democrat. Shit. Yeah. He just was cool with niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, back then, there was a lot of white people that were, most white people back then were Republicans. So you wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Just like.
I mean, but you had a lot of, I mean, I guess at that point in time, most of the Northern, I guess people were liberals and shit, you know what I'm saying? And shit like that. And you had more of the southern and eastern side that was more of Republicans and shit, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But, I don't know. As far as other presidents besides that, like, you got like, was it Roosevelt? One of the Roosevelts? Was it
Theodore Roosevelt? Hey, it's a lady that comes to my job. Minnie Roosevelt. Shouts out to Minnie Roosevelt. She is his niece. That lady does not take no shit. She wants to buy the building that I work at just so she can fire my boss. But the owner won't sell it to her. She's tried to buy that motherfucker.
Damn it. Yeah, Teddy was the cool one. I think Teddy was the one on the, had the horse and shit, I think.
I can't say
that. And then, what was the other one? The other one was Franklin, wasn't it?
Franklin Roosevelt, yeah.
Franklin Roosevelt.
FDR.
Yeah, FDR, yeah, that's what he was.
I didn't really hear that much about him.
I know that he was like famous for something or some shit, but I can't really remember what it was. Because I don't think he was president for that long. I think he died while he was president.
Back then? So, I mean, we ain't had that many damn presidents. Because America has had, how many? Donald Trump is what, the
45th?
45th? It's in the 40s, I know that. The mid to, like.
Yeah, the 45th.
Yeah, it's somewhere
around. Yeah, because, what's his name, was the 44th?
When you think about it, every president served for, what, they're supposed to serve for 4 years?
Yeah.
Some of them served 2 terms?
Yeah. Because you basically got, what is it? I forget what it was. Because it's, who was it? I think it was Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is the one who threw everything off or whatever because he got impeached because he wasn't there the full four.
Yeah.
And that's how...
And that's that
that's bullshit. How you, yeah, that's how you got Bush in between.
But that's that... And that's that Bush. That's that bullshit.
Because I always think to myself, like, what would life have been like...
If Bill Clinton never got impeached?
Well, if he had never got impeached, but what would it have been like if he did get impeached, but Al Gore had a won? Instead of
that's who it was. Remember, I was like, what president was I voting for back when the first Bush was talking? That's who it was. Al Gore was my nigga.
Because he was all about the global warming and all that.
Al Gore was my dude. Damn, because that was when I found out about the Electoral College and all that Bush. That's when I found out, like, our vote actually didn't fucking matter. Like,
Al Gore had.
I remember he was the
vice president,
kind of like the young Bernie Sanders in my opinion.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
With the way he fought for, like, not just black folks, tried to make it seem like he fought for black people, but he fought for like basic human rights in general.
True.
I fuck with him.
True. So what's crazy is the fact that, like, There's been more vice presidents than there has been actual presidents.
That's sad. I mean, people won't keep their hands to themselves and stop killing our damn presidents.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure. I have to look it up. But there's been a few vice presidents who have become president, I think. And then there's a few vice presidents who have become president who have died, and then their vice president who become president.
That's some shit I want to let fly. I'm like, we ain't gonna deal with no third string ass president. We're gonna have a whole brand new election because, dude, you didn't earn this job at all. You was kind of like,
he's like, I did. He's like, I did earn this job. Somebody died.
Two people died.
Yeah, right.
But it's like, how do you become the vice president to the vice president though?
You're the assistant?
Yeah.
The assistant manager?
Basically. You're the campaign manager for the vice president? What are you doing? No. I wouldn't want that nigga in office, to be honest. Like, let's say Trump died and what's the other dude? Pence, I think that's his name?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's say both of them died. Who are we going to be stuck with?
I guess.
That little skinny dude?
The unknown name dude. The unknown.
The skinny dude with the big ears?
I can't think of his name.
I had a picture of him on my phone because he made a real stupid face on TV one day. It's a skinny white dude with big ears. I don't know if that's who we'll be stuck with, but I'm just saying, is that who
whoever it is, I hope not. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Honestly, I'd rather Trump just live out his 4 years. I ain't gonna lie, Pence is gonna be a whole lot worse.
Yeah, I think I would rather definitely deal with Trump than I would.
I would want to deal with Trump more than him, because dude gonna try to bring slavery back by next week.
Plus, I don't know. I think of Pence as like, he's like George Bush Jr. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's like to me.
Just not stupid.
Just, I don't know, maybe he read like two more books.
Damn, he was dumb. So, that door's locked. You remember that day he walked into that locked door? I seen it. I'm like, bro, this nigga, he choking. Walking in doors, he choking on pretzels. He's the only one that probably was more stupid than Donald Trump was.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is just like, I think he's actually smart. He just believes his own hype. I think that's his problem.
I feel like Donald Trump is a smart person. I will give him that. He is a strategically smart person. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because he knows how, before being president, he knows how to make content. You know what I'm saying? So I give him that much. But the problem sometimes that I be seeing is the fact that, like, dude will be like, you can see it, like, in his face. He's like, fuck what's on the screen. I just came up with this shit. This shit's real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm president, so it's facts. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
That's when he get laughed at, like he did in that UN meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we the only country in history that's had somebody laughed out of one of those damn meetings.
But let alone that, it's just... Dude knows... Plus, he knows how to fucking piss people off.
But yeah.
He knows how to do it. And, like, he did...
Yeah, trust fund kid. That's all they do is piss people off.
But the thing you have to say is, like, dude, just don't give a shit. He just don't give a shit. He's like, I don't care. I will say whatever. I will do whatever. You know what I'm saying? So...
Because he don't... I mean, because at the end of the day, he's like, what are you going to do? I'm the president, and I'm a billionaire.
Exactly. Okay, so...
What are you going to do? Impeach me? All right, I'll just go back to my billions.
Yeah, exactly. And then let alone going back to his billions. Donald Trump is the type of person that, of all presidents, he would be like, well, I pardon myself. So guess what that means? I'm still president. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that should have been so gay in America. Like,
I already said that. I'm like, bro, if they did that, he would be the one to be like, nah.
Yeah.
Throw it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Because...
Or he would rename the White House America, and did that the address what is it, whatever that something something Pennsylvania Avenue, like that'll be America,
America Avenue and shit,
and everywhere else would just be he'll be like, all right, now you have to name wherever you live at because it's not even a country anymore,
right, bruh. So tomorrow,
are you feeling fat?
Speaking of Trump,
you feeling lazy? Tomorrow, you just feeling out of shape? Or you just need to get into shape, or you just need to figure out a plan to do something else besides eating potato chips on the couch. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's what you're trying to do, definitely hit up Fast Start Athletics. And if you're in the Kentucky area, you can get all of the workouts you need to get in there. You got kids, they need to get workouts too, because playing video games is not real exercise as much as we would like it to be. So definitely hit them up at 502-417-7250, or you can get them at the email at support@faststartathletics.com, or you could just go by there, send them a letter at Fast Start Athletics, P.O. Box 91889, Louisville, Kentucky 40291. So, like I said, get in shape, hit them up.